today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Have you ever been around people who start things but don't finish them? Did you try to encourage them to finish what they started? Did you take the time to explore with them why they decided to stop? Look back over your life and see if there are times when you didn't finish what you started. There may have been a school project you started but didn't finish. There may have been an outfit that you started alterations on but didn't finish. It may have been a book you started reading but didn't finish. Finishing is a skill that you learned when you were young, and as you get older, you master the art of finishing. Why did you stop what you started? Did you get tired? Did you get lazy? Did you lack the endurance to complete what you started? Are you aware people are counting on you to run your race with endurance? You are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses who endured until the end, and they have passed the baton to you. It's your turn to run. It's your turn to finish. In Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, it is written, "Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God." This is the race of faith that we all have to run. Each believer has to run their own race. No one can take your place, and no one can stand in for you. This is a race of endurance. You will have to lay aside every weight, the main encumbrance that's weighing you down. For the Hebrews, it was the Levitical system. What's weighing you down? What do you need to lay aside? Not only do we need to lay aside the weight, but the sin also. This is the sin of unbelief. Do you believe you can run the race that has been set before you with endurance? Look to Jesus as you run. He's the author and finisher of your faith. You can do it. He is the author and the preeminent example and finisher, the one who carries through to perfect completion. He will help you cross the finish line, but you have to do the running. Today, run with endurance. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing, the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.